We often hear so much about the love of God, that God is love, that His love is infinite. But does God also show wrath?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to talk today about the wrath of God. People often feel that God's wrath is minimal, that He is mostly full of love, full of mercy, full of compassion, and that His love, mercy, and compassion outweigh His wrath. The question we have to ask today is that the God of the Bible? I would submit to you that it is not. What we learn from Scripture is that God's love and mercy is as balanced as His anger and His justice. That's the true God of the Bible. So God has something to say about those who are disobedient and rebellious, who engage in the practice of ungodliness and unrighteousness, and who do not walk in His ways. It's possible to actually see this demonstrated almost on a daily basis. All you have to do is turn on the television and look at the news. Can you look around you? Can you not see that the world is out of control? People riot in the streets. Terrorists bomb people and destroy innocent lives. Can you not see
that these things are not pleasing to God. They cause men to live in fear. They terrorize children. They create fear, despondency, depression, despair. And do you really believe that God just sits back and lets it happen and does not plan to do anything about it? If you do, you do not know the God of the Bible. God has much to say about wrath, and he will judge evil. In Romans chapter 1, verse 18, we read, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." This verse is actually warning against unbelief and its consequences. Scripture says, "It is a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God." That's something to really think about, isn't it? Particularly if we are not living a lifestyle that pleases God. You see, God never fights those who are going his way. God does not tolerate ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in their unrighteousness. We see this today in political parties in different nations. We see it today in religion, particularly Middle Eastern religions, who in their arrogant presumption believe that they can impose their belief systems on others, and that if others will not comply, that it is just to execute them and destroy them and their loved ones and their families. Do you really think God is going to sit back and do nothing about that when he sees it going on year after year after year? I promise you, my friends, there is a time for judgment in Scripture. God has much to say. In John 3:36, we read, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." In Romans 2, verse 5, we read, "But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God." There is a day of wrath. It is a day of God's wrath, and it is coming. It will come as sure as the morning follows the night. And what does this verse tell us in Romans 2:5? That because of a person's unbelief, their unrepentant heart, their stubbornness, they are storing up wrath for themselves. In other words, the things they are doing is what will trigger the wrath of God against them in the day of judgment. In that same book of Romans, chapter 3:5, we read, "But if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, what shall we say? The God who inflicts wrath is not unrighteous, is he? I am speaking in human terms." What does this verse mean? Just what it says. Our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God. In other words, we provoke God whenever we behave unrighteously. God must respond. God must judge all evil. So it's presumptuous for man to believe that in his stubbornness and arrogance and violence and hate and self-righteousness and unrighteousness that he will get away with all that he is doing. God is watching. God is observing. God is recording. God is remembering. And God will hold all men accountable. In Romans 5:9, we read, "Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him." Speaking of Jesus, when Jesus is our refuge and our strength, when we receive Christ into our hearts, he cleanses us of all sin and all unrighteousness so that God will not hold or direct his wrath against us. For Christ's blood is perfect And the scripture says the life is in the blood. So in the blood of Christ is the life of Christ. Think of it this way. In Matthew 5:48, it says, "Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect." Well, no man is perfect. So what that means is that man has a problem that he cannot solve. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect is the requirement to get into heaven, to go to the Father. But if no man is perfect, how can he go? You see, what the Holy Scripture is showing us is that we are on the earth. The Scripture says, all on the earth have fallen short of the glory of God. In other words, we can't meet God's standard. So Father solves the problem for us by sending the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross to pay for our sins. It was you and I who were supposed to be hanging on that cross, and he went for us. And what we learn from all of this is that by Christ's shed blood, we are cleansed of all unrighteousness, all ungodliness, all unholiness by the work of the cross, by Jesus Christ, which stills the wrath of God against us and gives us forgiveness and the free gift of eternal life. How is it done? By putting our trusting faith on Christ, by showing Christ that we depend on him for our salvation. We can't do it, but he can. We must transfer our trust to Christ alone to save us from the wrath of God. In Romans 12:19, we read, "Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." Here, what God is saying is sometimes when you are hurt or offended or a grave injustice has been perpetrated against you, that there is always the inclination of our unperfected souls to want to take revenge. This verse tells us that we must not take revenge, but we must leave room for the vengeance of God, who will revenge us on our behalf. In Ephesians 5:6, we read, "Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience." Do you know who the sons of disobedience are? They're all around us. Watch television. Watch the sinful things going on television. Watch the sinful things going on the news. Videos of people in the streets. Violent, hateful, revengeful, accusatory. All that they are doing, tragic. God will respond. In Colossians 3:6, it tells us, "For it is because of these things that the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience." In other words, God isn't going to let it pass. People may think that they're getting away with something, but they're not. God is able to respond. In the final end time judgment, in Revelations 19:15, we read of Christ, "From his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty." God will hold all sons of disobedience accountable for their actions, for their words, for their judgments, for their violence, for their stubbornness, and for all that they do that is contrary to the will of God, which is the Word of God. God tells us, respect those in authority. In Romans 13:3, we read, "For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same." And in Romans 13:4, we read, "For it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of God, an avenger, who brings wrath on the one who practices evil. Here, these verses are saying that those who are in authority have been placed there by God purposely to maintain law and order and to execute the wrath of God upon all who are unruly and disobedient. God wants a right attitude. God wants man to seek holiness and righteousness and goodness and mercy and compassion and to turn away from evil. In Psalm 24, verse 3, we read, "Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul into falsehood, and has not sworn deceitfully." There is a judgment coming, and when it comes, it will be swift and sure. In Hebrews, we read, "Sufficient for a man to live but once, and then comes the judgment." Jesus warned in the scripture, "Unless you come to know who I am, you will surely perish in your sins." In other words, you will be lost. He again warns, "Unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven." What does that mean? Unless you turn from your evil and wicked ways and be born again, you must be born once into physical existence and again into the kingdom of God, spiritual existence. And how do you do that? Jesus said, "I stand at the door and I knock." That's the door of the heart. "He who hears my voice and opens the door and invites me in, I will come into him." That's a promise. "And fellowship with him and he with me." And then in the Gospel of John, he adds something and he says, "And I will manifest myself to them." You see, Jesus is a living person, a spirit person, one with the Holy Spirit. He will manifest himself to you when you invite him into your heart. So the Christian faith walk is not a religion. It's an experience. It's a confession. And that confession is on a person. And his name is Christ Jesus, the living Son of God. And so if he is one with God the Father, and he is, as he says, you will learn, as I did, that the scripture says in Numbers 23:19, "God is not a man that he should lie." So when Jesus says he will manifest himself to those who invite him in, he will do it. Now, what does that mean? It means that the Christian faith walk and the Christian faith is experientially proven, that is, proven by experience, self-proving. Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life and that you may have it abundantly." And he promises us the gift of eternal life through salvation in him. He said, "If any man lives and believes in me, he will not die." That means spiritually. "And if any man dies having believed in me, yet shall he live." Are you ready? Today is as good a day as any to receive the Lord Christ Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. He will reveal himself to you as a living person, as the Son of God. He will cleanse you of your sin. He will still the hand of God so that God's wrath will not touch you. He will teach you how to walk the walk of faith, and he will bless you. Say these words aloud now, won't you, being willing to turn from your sin. The Lord Jesus Christ will do all the rest.
Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. that is to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.